Have you heard the saying that beauty is in the eye of the beholder? It means that one person we might find attractive and another person we might not. Now, we all have our own personal preferences when it comes to who we do and who we don't find attractive, and some of what we like comes straight from our psychology. Our psychology is basically what goes on up there in our brains. And some of this is unique to each individual, but other parts we have in common with every other person on this planet. Our psychology tells us a lot about who we find attractive and how we find them attractive. So today, let's reveal 14 fascinating psychological facts all about attraction. Now, these should leave you feeling a little bit like, that actually makes a lot of sense now. So do you want to know more? Of course, like and subscribe. Opposites only attract when people are single. People often do say that opposites attract. Now, it's not specifically untrue, and it does happen sometimes, but there are people all over the world in relationships that would consider themselves to be these opposites. Now, these relationships don't typically last though. Of course, there will be exceptions. Normally, opposites only attract when they are both single. They may date for a while and then you find that both people go their separate ways. When we are single, we find ourselves attracted to faces that are much different to our own. If we are looking for a relationship, well, we look for a face that is similar to our own faces. It is thought that we avoid people with dissimilar faces when we are single because, well, we subconsciously want to avoid being with a member of our family. Think back to hundreds of years ago when we were in tribes and this could have been a very real possibility. Well, we are kind of still wired to still think in that way. Uncertainty makes women more attracted to men. When a woman is not 100% sure about a man she's dating, she tends to like him more. Now, I don't mean whether she is sure that she likes him or not. I mean that she's not quite certain if he likes her and she doesn't know everything about him. Now, we often refer to this as being very mysterious. Now, the author of some research on the topic has said that when people first meet, it may be that popular dating advice is correct. Keeping people in the dark about how we feel about them will increase how much they think of us and will pique their interest. Basically, the more you keep to your chest, the more the other person will think of you and the more the attraction will grow. Men with beards signal long-term relationship material. Subconsciously, women view men with beards to be better for long-term relationships. Surely you have a friend who never has a beard and then suddenly, when they were in a relationship, they grew one. Well, they were not letting themselves go. It was actually something to do with this fact. Women believe that a beard makes a man look more formidable, which means that they inspire respect and are capable enough to look after them. Beards are also often said to make men appear as though they have a higher social status. Women who are searching for a short-term relationship will often find a guy with stubble, researchers told us. Now, are you tempted to grow a beard? Left cheeks are more attractive than the right. Women often talk about their good side when they are taking photos of themselves. Well, it has something to do with their good and bad cheek sides. Now, our cheeks, although unknown to us, were not created equally in attractiveness or expressiveness. Your left cheek is often seen as more attractive than the right, and it is believed that it's because we show more expressiveness on our left cheek. Now, this could be because of how our brain processes emotions and creativity. So if you have been searching for your good side and you are finding it a little bit hard to actually pick one, well, there you go, try the left-hand side. How attractive you are depends on the group you are with. Now, you may or you may not already know this one, but how attractive you are depends on the group of people that you spend your time with. If you would call yourself attractive, then spending time with less attractive people will make you stand out more and appear more attractive to outside people. And if you would say that you are less attractive than your friends and they are very attractive, then you are less likely to actually stand out from that friend group. You may have noticed this before. For example, you see a large group of people and they are all attractive in your opinion, Not one person stands out more than another. They have similar levels of attractiveness. Now, if you started to pull this group apart and started to separate the members, you might start to notice that one person is in fact more attractive than another person. Remember though, that this all comes down to how someone views you and what they believe an attractive person should look like. What is attractive to one person might not be attractive to another person. Scent is very important. We associate people with what they smell like. If someone has a strong scent that they wear, whenever we smell something very similar to it, we will automatically think of that person. We can also subconsciously smell people's natural scent, which can often attract us to someone. And when we really, really like someone, we love their natural scent. So scent has two important jobs. It triggers memories and it can attract us to a possible girlfriend or boyfriend. Facial symmetry is also important. Often, when we quickly glance at someone's face and we might think they are beautiful and then move on with our day, we don't spend long thinking about how or why we think they are attractive. It could be because of their facial symmetry. The more symmetrical someone's face is, the more attractive we find them. When someone's face is more similar on both sides, we are typically more likely to want to approach them. Signs of health are very important. Have you ever found yourself attracted to someone with rosy cheeks and clear skin? This is you looking for someone with biological signs of health. Typically, it is men that do this, as they are looking for someone who will have good reproductive health. And in today's world, we know that health is not something you can always see. For example, someone could look healthy but could be carrying around some diseases. And we still psychologically are programmed to look for a healthy partner to take on though, whether we realize this or not. Confidence is what wins people over. Our brains secretly tell us that we want our DNA to last for other generations, which is why we find confidence so attractive. Because someone that is confident makes it seem like they will reproduce and keep that DNA going. Eye contact is a sign of attraction. When someone flashes you a look from across the bar, your brain receives a signal that says they might like you. Then your brain starts thinking of every possible scenario and that anticipation grows. You start to think, I think that person is attracted to me. And you are more than likely to approach them, whereas you might have normally avoided them if they hadn't looked at you. Blushing is a very good sign. You might already know this one, but when your date blushes when you are both together, it's a sign that you are winning them over. Our brains send a signal to our cheeks and tells them that we are having a great time. They then light up and go a pink color, which signals to the other person that we are in fact having a great time. Red is the most attractive color. Red makes us think of romance, passion, and fiery sex. And in a study, men spend 7.3 seconds longer staring at a woman's red lipstick in comparison to someone else's other color of lipstick. So if you want to attract someone and make them think naughty thoughts, then you could wear something as simple as a red t-shirt. Mirroring is very important. If the person we are on a date with mirrors our body language, it makes us think that we have more in common with them. The more in common we have with someone, the more likely the relationship is to progress. So if you want to attract someone to yourself, well, try mirroring their behavior. Dog owners have much more luck getting a date. Do you own a dog? Well, your pooch could be the key to unlocking a blooming dating life. In fact, men are 3 times more likely to get a girl's digits if they have their dog with them. Now, the same can also be true for women with a dog. The dog kind of acts as a buffer between the two people, and it's a great conversation starter. And there you go, we've reached the end of the video. Let me know down in the comments below if you liked this video or if I missed something very important from today's list. I hope this video has helped you gain a deep understanding of female psychology. Until the next video, like and subscribe. And if you want your name rolling up on this board like these people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below. Take care, bye-bye.